I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hayes.
What a hit.
Superstar, superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Over the last few days, of course, Wayne Bennett has stepped down from the coaching role of the Queensland Maroons. So there is a coaching position open there for the Maroons. And it's really interesting which direction they're going to go. I've heard a lot of suggestions. I put it up on my Instagram story earlier today. I had a lot of people send in their ideas. And there's a vast array of names. Obviously, Paul Green is one that constantly comes up, but for me, from what I've gathered, if Paul Green has the opportunity to coach in the NRL, he would take that in a heartbeat. So for me, I think I'd be looking longer term than Paul Green, because let's be honest here, the reality of NRL coaching, there is jobs going all the time, and I think Paul Green, he's going to be right at the front of that line. I personally don't think he should be, to be honest with you, but I think he is. For me, this Queensland side, Paul Green isn't the man for me. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets it in the slightest, but he's not the man that I would have there. And, I mean, it opens up then to a plethora of recently retired legends. And there's been a lot of talk about Billy Slater. Billy would be sensational. I think he'd be a great pick. There's been the options thrown up of Jonathan Thurston. There's been Cameron Smith if he does retire. Personally, I wouldn't take Smithy from playing the year before to coaching the Maroons. I'd probably just leave him in the system for a little bit. Another guy there that I think would be good is Justin Hodges. I mean, he's a guy that when he was playing, I would have thought, no, he'll never coach, especially when I, you know, first saw him burst onto the scene down at the Roosters with the dyed hair and trying to have a stink every week and just carrying on like a goose. But he's a guy that matured in rugby league very quickly. He's a fellow that I would definitely have a look at, Justin Hodges. But for me, I think Billy Slater might be the best option. Cooper Cronk's the other one, but to be perfectly honest with you, Cooper Cronk, he's walked into a pretty sweet gig on Fox Sports, and I think he'd be silly to let that go. I mean, can it get any easier? This is why, not easier, sorry, can it get any better? This is why, for me, Billy Slater, sorry, Peter Sterling's never gone into coaching, because he's always had a job in the media. He's able to just sit from a distance, avoid all the shit, and, you know, just be a respected opinion. Whereas when you go into coaching, it can all turn to shit very quickly. I mean, you have a look around the league and some of the legends that have been axed from clubs. I mean, we saw Mal Meninga axed from Canberra. That wasn't pretty. We saw when Freddie was let go by the Roosters. I mean, it can just turn to shit really quickly. And a guy like Craig Bellamy, he's been one of the most successful coaches we've ever seen, went to the State of Origin Arena and it didn't go well for him. And it sort of left that relationship in a bit of trouble there. So for me, Cooper Cronk, I can't see him leaving the Fox League position. Billy Slater, I understand he's with Channel 9, but I think having a job with Fox Sports and having a job with Channel 9, there is daylight between the two of them, and I think Slater's well aware of that. And for me, I think Billy Slater would be a really good choice. I think he's a really smart footballer. As I spoke about the other day, talking about him as a defensive fullback, I mean, the beauty of Slater was when you were at games and you were sitting behind the sticks, and you could just watch what Billy was doing in attack and defence, the way that he drags numbers, the way that he understands the tempo of a game of football, the way that he is able to identify opportunities. And I mean, for me, I think as a fullback too in the modern game, the way that Slater read the game, I think as a coach he would be sensational. I mean, I talk a lot about guys having to understand tape, and that this league, it's a tape league, so it means that, you know, every single week there's coaches that are able to sit there, and if I'm playing Nathan Cleary this week, I'm now going to have, a 1,000 hours of tape on Nathan Cleary. And I think Slater, just from the way I've seen him play, the way that I always come back to the example of 2016, 2017, one of those years, it was game three. And I remember up at Suncorp watching them, and Cameron Smith and Billy Slater, they were honestly just working their entire sets to get Aaron Woods and Andrew Fifita at first and second marker, or to get one of them, and then they would just work them over. And the way that Slater just clicked into gear as soon as one of those two was at marker, and they just cut them up through the middle. I just think that Slater, when you get him in a tape room, he would just be so good. He could be so influential, and he could see things that other people couldn't. And the beauty of State of Origin coaching is that you're not really coaching, you're mad managing. And Billy Slater is a guy that has the highest respect of players. Billy Slater is a guy that's been through the absolute pits. He's been through the injuries. He's been through the salary cap dramas. And he's come back time and time again and made that jersey, whichever jersey it is, Melbourne, Queensland, Australia, he's made it his own, and he's dominated at that level. He's been an inspirational guy. He's a guy that you don't question. For me, the only thing I do worry about is that I worry when guys come out of playing and they go into coaching straight away. Slater's been out of the game for 2 or 3 years now. I understand that. But there's a lot of these guys that he's going to be coaching in this Queensland team that he has played with. But as I said, you're not really coaching. You're man managing, and you're getting the best out of people. You're just trying to get their attitude, their tempo, and you're just trying to get them to show up on the day and be ready. And I think Slater's the sort of guy that could do that. Now, if I was Billy Slater, I would be bringing that new era, sorry, the old era, back into the Queensland camp. So I would have Cameron Smith around the camp. I would have JT around the camp. I would have Cooper Cronk around the camp. I would have these sort of guys. I would keep a guy like Alfie Langer. I would still have the older guys involved. But I think Billy Slater would be fantastic. I think he'd be very similar to Mal Meninga. He'd have to have the right people around him. Like, we all know that Mal Meninga had Michael Hagan around him for so long. And I just think Billy Slater, all his experience under Craig Bellamy, he'd obviously have Cameron Smith alongside him. Like, these two understand the game better than anyone. You put Cooper Cronk into that system as well. Like, my God. And I think the other thing is that, as I spoke about, it's more about having guys ready on the day. You look at this Queensland team over the next few years, they're going to be led by Caelan Ponga and Cameron Munster, and they're just confident players. If you can just have them believing they can do a job, they'll do it for you. You really don't have to give them a heap of structure. They can just get the job done. You just have to have them in the right frame of mood and just have them ready to play, which I really do think Slater, along with these guys like Smith, JT, Cronk, Alfie Langer in this system, I really do think they could do it. I wouldn't be going for a traditional coach here. I wouldn't be looking at a Paul Green. I would be looking at these former players that understand Origin. As part of what I think Queensland always do well, they understand Origin. I've spoken about this before, and I think they'll make the right decision here. I'm expecting Billy Slater to coach Queensland next year, and I think it's going to be perfect. I would let Paul Green go, find an NRL job, build this new era of the Queensland Maroons that are starting to come through under the coaching and the eye of the guys that did it so successfully, that did it more successfully than anyone we've ever seen before, led by Billy Slater, Cameron Smith by his side. I mean, you could end up with these guys co-coaching in a few years. As I said, I think Cooper Cronk's pretty comfortable in his Fox Sports gig. So I think Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, you have JT in there as well. But I think Billy Slater, he's going to be the man in 2021 to lead them. And I think you'll see Cameron Smith joined the ranks over the next few years, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a co-coach sort of system up there with the Queensland Maroons. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest. For me, though, as a New South Wales fan, I really want Paul Green to get this job. It worries me a lot. It worries me so much seeing a Billy Slater at the helm of this team, and then to see guys like Cameron Smith, JT, walk into this camp, I think it'd be really scary. Justin Hodges is another guy that wouldn't be far behind. I would definitely have him in the camp somewhere. Wayne Bennett didn't have him this year. Really surprised me. Brings a lot of passion, Justin Hodges. A true Queenslander. So, as I said, as a New South Wales fan, I really hope they go for Paul Green, but I think Billy Slater, he's going to be the man for the job.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.